And good morning and welcome to another edition of a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director at Red River Radio. And joining me this morning is Al Bohl. He is an author and illustrator and also a filmmaker. And he has a brand new documentary out about Tarzan. This year is the 100th anniversary of first publishing of the story of Tarzan by Edgar Rice Burroughs. And then some years later, the first film edition came out, and it was shot here in Louisiana. And Al has done a documentary about that production. Al, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Bill. I'm really glad to be here.
So now tonight at the Robinson Film Center, Tarzan fans and those who appreciate Louisiana lore, legend, and history will want to join you as well as others for a presentation of both the documentary and the original 1918 silent film version. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that came to be filmed in Louisiana?
Well, they were looking for three things when they got ready to shoot the film. One was jungle that resembled the Burroughs version. He had never been to Africa, so he came up with one, and Louisiana fitted perfectly because of the moss-laden trees. And second, they were looking for a large population of African Americans who could be extras, and they found them in the sugarcane and cotton and all that plantations around Morgan City, and they had about 800 extras for that film. Then they were also looking for good transportation. At that time, we didn't have roads and interstates, so they went by rail. And because of moss industry and sugarcane and cotton, our rail system was really good in the South. The way I started was a friend of mine from Morgan City mentioned to me one day that they made the film there in 1917. Being a Tarzan fan, that grabbed me. But then he said that they brought in apes and monkeys for it. And when the film finished production, they left them. And that just always stuck with me. And a couple of years later, I was surfing the internet and found that this story was a lot more than just were there apes left. It was the first location film for a major motion picture shot in America outside of Hollywood or New York. So that's really cool. And then also it was one of the first ones to make $1 million at the box office. It was in the top six silent films. So this was not just a little film. This was a big one. And, you know, back then it was like 7 cents a ticket. But for Tarzan, they got anywhere from $1.50 to $2.50. And it did play virtually every theater in America and all over the world and continued to show from 1918 all the way through 1929.
Now, the first actor who played Tarzan.
Elmo Lincoln. And he was a character actor who played many parts. In fact, he plays two parts in Tarzan of the Apes. But in Birth of a Nation, he says that he played 16 roles. And we show a number of them in our documentary. In the documentary, we not only deal with the Tarzan story, but I wanted to give context. So we dealt with what's going on in the world of 1917 and 1918 so people could understand what it was like and how cinema influences reality and how reality influences cinema.
Was there an actual piano score that went with the original movie or some kind of musical score that went with it?
They did have an orchestral score, but it's long gone. And back then, they had a lot of the movie houses just had pianos or organs. But in our case, by the time we got it, after all these years, the continuity was all messed up. The acts were messed up. Act 3 was in Act 1, and Act 1 was in Act 3. It was just a jumbled mess, and I'd watch it over and over and think, something is wrong with this. And finally, it dawned on me to put it right. So we fixed the continuity, and we got Kermit Poling to write an all-new orchestral score interpreting that film. And we showed it recently, and the West Edge String Quartet played, and a filmmaker was there that night, and he said after seeing the musicians play and watching the movie that it was the single most amazing cinematic experience of his life.
And so that will be a part of the actual showing tonight at the Robinson.
We show the documentary, take a couple of minutes, make sure they have their setup, and then we'll show the film Tarzan the Apes. I did want to mention that my daughter will be here tonight. She and I teamed up with this and put 4 years into it. We amassed 70 hours of interviews and footage, and we trimmed it down to the hour and 14 minutes. But she's an award-winning filmmaker and just a joy to work with. You know, not many dads can say it was an honor to work with your child.
It's A Night with Tarzan tonight at the Robinson Film Center. Tickets are going fast. You can contact the Robinson box office for more information about that. That'll be a double feature tonight. We'll see the documentary as well as the original Tarzan movie with a live score by Kermit Poling and the West Edge String Quartet being performed there at the Robinson. Al, I want to thank you for coming in this morning. This has been a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett for Red River Radio.